Buster Posey and Brandon Crawford are Silver Slugger finalists. The Giants' general manager has been contacted by the New York Mets about their open president of baseball operations position. And the World Series starts today, so it's a jam-packed episode today of Locked On Giants, and we'll get into all of those topics next.
Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and on this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. I'm a former contributor for the baseball statistics and analysis websites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs. I've been podcasting about the Giants since 2015, and I'm a lifelong fan. Thank you so much for making Locked On Giants your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms, now including YouTube, so check us out there. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. And coming up on today's show, as I said, we have three very different topics we're going to get into. Buster Posey and Brandon Crawford have been named finalists for the Silver Slugger Award, so we'll talk about that. And the Giants coaches are apparently, you know, the Giants are fielding calls on permission to interview their coaches, and their GM was, you know, the Mets asked permission to talk to him about a huge open position. And then the World Series gets underway, so we'll talk about that, and we'll have our insider Gordon Beckham on the show to give you a preview of the World Series. So a lot to get into. If you're wondering why this show is coming out late, we had some power outage issues. So apologies to anyone who was looking for this show earlier. That is the reason it's coming out later. But anyway, I just want to jump right in to the Silver Slugger. Posey and Crawford among the four finalists. There's four finalists at each position in each league. And so Posey is a finalist at catcher in the National League, and Brandon Crawford, obviously a finalist at shortstop in the National League. So the winner is going to be announced. The winners are going to be announced on MLB Network at 3 o'clock Pacific time on November 11th. So we're still a ways away. But I just want to talk about, you know, A, it's an honor to just be a finalist. And B, I'm going to talk about what their chances are of actually winning. So looking at the catcher position, I looked at all catchers with at least 400 plate appearances. I just kind of picked a random number there because when we talk about qualified, you know, you hear that term a lot, like qualified position players or qualified hitters. Guess what? There's only two quote-unquote qualified catchers. They don't play that often compared to some other position players. So I don't know. I don't know what to exactly set the minimum to, but Posey had 454 plate appearances. And among all catchers with at least 400 plate appearances, guess who was number one in weighted runs created plus an all-encompassing offensive metric? It was Buster Posey at 140. The next closest is Will Smith at 130. And so when we look at the finalists here in this category, there's Posey, Will Smith, JT Realmuto, and Omar Narvaez. JT Realmuto was at 108, so just much, much lower. Narvaez ended the year at a 99 weighted runs created plus. That's kind of shocking because he was named ultimately as the replacement for Posey in the All-Star game. Posey was injured at the time, and he was on fire at that point, but he must have really fallen off a cliff there to end the season. So anyway, to me, this looks like one that Posey should win, and if he doesn't win, it's kind of a crime, in my opinion. If we lower the threshold to 300 plate appearances, he's still first in the league ahead of Will Smith. So Posey should be the winner here. And if he doesn't win, then the voters got it wrong. And just to be clear, this is voted on by the manager and three coaches of each major league team. So I think National League coaches and managers only vote for National League players and vice versa. But if not, that doesn't actually quite make sense. So anyway, moving to the shortstop position, let's just keep that threshold at 300 plate appearances. Brandon Crawford is third among National League shortstops, minimum 300 plate appearances in this category, weighted runs created plus, behind Corey Seager, who is at 147 weighted runs created plus, Trey Turner at 142, and then Crawford was at 139. So the finalists, I didn't see Fernando Tatis Jr. there so far ahead of the competition. He's number one at 156. So actually the top four shortstops in this weighted runs created plus category, minimum 300 plate appearances, are all NL guys: Tatis, Seager, Turner, and Crawford. And Tatis, Turner, Crawford, and Willy Adames are actually the finalists in the National League. Willy Adames coming in with a 119 weighted runs created plus. So Corey Seager getting completely snubbed here. I guess it's because he only played in 95 games compared to some of these other guys who were in like 130, 140. So anyway, those are the finalists. It's going to be Tatis. Brandon Crawford is not going to win, but it's an honor just to be mentioned. So coming up next, we're going to switch our focus to this, you know, the Giants coaches and their general manager are being asked permission by other teams to interview these guys. And so we're going to talk about what that means and what it would mean if the Giants GM actually left for another team. So all of that is coming up next. But first, this episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure the often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning, like, is your Odyssey an LX or an EX, and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Find out what the part is, go to rockauto.com, look at the prices, see that you'll be saving a bunch of money for the exact same part, order it yourself, and have, if you're not comfortable installing it yourself, you can bring it to the dealership and they'll install it for you, and you will just have saved a bunch of money versus having them buy the part for you at a marked up price. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. All right, as promised, we are going to talk about these coaches and the Giants general manager, Scott Harris, being scouted or pillaged or attempting to steal them. You know what I'm saying? The other teams are trying to take these guys away from the Giants. So we're going to talk about what that's all about, what it would mean, and what it says about the Giants. Thanks again, though, for making Locked On Giants your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms. And coming up after we talk about these coaches and Scott Harris, we will be previewing the Astros and Braves in the World Series, including an appearance by MLB veteran, former MLB player Gordon Beckham, who's going to give his quick thoughts on this World Series. But anyway, we got a tweet from Andy Baggerly yesterday saying that he's hearing that the Giants have been inundated with permission requests from other teams asking to talk to their coaches about open positions. And the way this works is that if it's a promotion, then generally speaking, teams are expected and teams generally do grant permission for their employees to interview with other teams at the other team's request. And so, for example, if one of the Giants' assistant hitting coaches, they actually don't have assistant hitting coaches. Let's just say if one of their hitting coaches was, you know, a team called and said, we want to interview your hitting coach to be our manager, then the Giants would give permission for that. And that's probably possibly what's happening. And they have three hitting coaches. I'm sure there's some kind of hierarchy there. And if a team comes around saying, look, we want to make one of your lesser hitting coaches, I don't know if there's a hierarchy. They really seem to be kind of on equal footing and do different things and support the players in different ways. But, you know, if it's a promotion, then the Giants are going to grant permission. And so it is a significant deal that this is happening. And I would expect that there's going to be some turnover and some coaches who leave for another job. We saw this after last season. Ethan Katz, who was, I think, the assistant pitching coach behind Andrew Bailey, or bullpen coach, something to that effect, he ended up leaving for the White Sox to be their pitching coach. And so he's gone, and that's what he's doing now. So don't be surprised if that happens. And it's actually kind of in some ways a good thing, but because it means you're doing something right when teams are coming and calling for your coaches, trying to get them onto their teams. Just to be blunt, there wasn't a lot of this going on under the old coaching staff, but it's happening now because the Giants have had a lot of success and kind of turning their major leaguers around, guys who look to be in decline suddenly being the best versions of themselves. That did not go unnoticed, so this is happening. And regarding Scott Harris, the Giants' general manager, we got word from multiple sources that the Mets owner reached out to the Giants about Scott Harris, wanting him to potentially interview for their open president of baseball operations position, basically the top dog, the Farhan Zaidi position for the New York Mets. And obviously that would be a promotion for Harris, who is the general manager under Farhan Zaidi. He's second in command, basically. That's how the Giants got Farhan Zaidi. He was the general manager for the Dodgers under president of baseball operations Andrew Friedman. It was a promotion that the Giants were offering. And so even though he was with a rival team, the Dodgers, they granted Zaidi permission. And he has said that he's very thankful to Andrew Friedman for granting that permission and letting Zaidi talk to a rival team and interview for this job, which he eventually, of course, took and got. So anyway, that's kind of what the Mets are doing here with Scott Harris, which, again, it speaks well of the hire of Scott Harris because, I mean, he's young. He's like 34 years old or something. And the fact that the Mets are already interested in potentially bringing him on as their president of baseball operations speaks complimentary. It's a compliment to the Giants, is what I'm trying to say. And the big punchline that I haven't yet revealed is that Scott Harris reportedly turned down he withdrew himself as a candidate, simply from what we've heard, because he is happy in his present role. He has, you know, he's from the Bay Area. His parents live here. He didn't grow up a Giants fan. I actually said this on Twitter. I was misremembering that his dad was a Cubs fan, or is a Cubs fan, and his dad raised him as a Cubs fan. His mom is a big Giants fan, and Scott Harris has a sibling who was raised as a Giants fan. So they kind of split it up, and Scott Harris actually grew up a Cubs fan. But remember, he came to the Giants from the Cubs, again, because it was a promotion. I think he was an assistant general manager, and now he's the, you know, big head honcho general manager of the Giants. But anyway, that Mets job is kind of not necessarily the most attractive. The Mets kind of are known for having a bit of a bad culture right now, and it would be a big overtaking or undertaking to take on that job and try to fix that team from the ground up. And so he's from here. He just turned it down. And so to me, it's like, part of the reason that it was smart to hire Scott Harris is knowing that if you guys have success, teams are going to come after him for that president of baseball operations job, and he's not going to want to leave because he's from here and he's comfortable here and he wants to be here. So a big part of what the Giants' success has been right now has been hiring local people, but also creating a culture where people don't want to leave. And that has been an emphasis, and so far it seems to be working. And from everything we've heard, people just really are excited about what the Giants are building here, and it's attractive for them to stay. And so that's actually a big deal, because Imagine losing your general manager. Zaidi would have to spend a ton of time and energy going through the hiring process again. They are really thorough with their hiring process. And anyway, so to not have to go through that is beneficial in more ways than one. So anyway, Scott Harris staying put, but I would expect at least one or two coaches probably going to leave, are probably going to leave for some kind of promotion. But then Gabe Kapler is constantly talking about how he has other coaches in mind to replace them. And so he's done a really good job filling out this staff. And yeah, basically, I just wanted to update you on all of that. So coming up next, we're going to talk about the World Series a little bit. The Dodgers got eliminated by the Braves. We'll talk about that and my thoughts on that. And then we'll have Gordon Beckham give his thoughts on this upcoming matchup, which gets underway tonight. But before we get into it, we're back and better than ever. A new web interface for the start of the basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, baseball postseason, running out of time there, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, as promised, we're going to talk about the World Series. We didn't yet mention on this show, the Dodgers got knocked off by the Atlanta Braves. That is, I don't want to say embarrassing, but the Dodgers were heavy favorites and they just could not get it done. And honestly, it does seem like a factor that the Giants wore them down. They were full of excuses, actually, if I got to be totally honest about it, talking about all their injuries and talking about how they were worn down by the division race with the Giants going to the last day of the season. You know, Muncy was in there trying to win the division and he ended up breaking his elbow there. And then they had to play the wild card game. And then the Giants pushed them to 5 games in the division series. Max Scherzer came out of the bullpen and then he said he had dead arm and he couldn't start in game 6 of that series when they got eliminated. Walker Buehler had to go on short rest for the second time this postseason on just 3 days of rest. So the Giants possibly really did wear them down. And to me, that fills me with joy, knowing that potentially the Giants played a role in making sure the Dodgers did not advance to the World Series. So at the end of the day, these two great teams and this great race that they had, both teams going home and not even going to the World Series. So it's a disappointment for both teams, but we have our matchup. It's Astros and Braves. And so before I talk about it, let's hear what Gordon Beckham, a 10-year Major League veteran, former Giant for like 6 plate appearances. He's always got great insight, so we're going to hear what he has to say. Then I'll give my thoughts on his take on this World Series, and we'll get you set for that game 1 tonight. So I'll be back with you in a minute, but for now, here is Gordon Beckham.
I'm Kanani Stevens with another Locked On MLB Insider Report, joined here by Gordon Beckham, our MLB Insider. The World Series stage is set. It's going to be Houston Astros and the Atlanta Braves, obviously some of the two hottest teams. They've made it to this point to make it to the World Series, but the Astros seem like they're here quite often. I think what we mentioned, their 3rd appearance in 5 years in the World Series. So are you surprised that they made it back to this point, Gordon?
No, I think they're a really good team. I mean, they're super talented. Obviously, they have kind of a checkered past with everything that's gone on over the last 5 years. But the fact that they're back there this year just shows how good they are, right? I mean, they're easily the best offensive team I think I saw most of the year. I mean, like, they were just really, really good. I actually called the White Sox-Houston games in the middle of the season when the White Sox were a pretty good team and Houston just buried them. So their offense is really, really good, and their bullpen's been great. I mean, they've been relying on that because their starters have kind of struggled in a lot of ways. So they're a hot team, both teams are hot right now. I think that when you get to the World Series, you don't really have somebody that sneaks by. I mean, Atlanta had to play Milwaukee and then the Dodgers. And, I mean, the Dodgers were playing really well. They beat the best team in the regular season, the Giants, and then got to the Braves. And I think they kind of ran out of gas. But the Braves look good. They're trending in the right direction. This is going to be a great great World Series. I think it's anybody's game. It just a matter, just the small things are really going to add up and matter in the series, as they always do when it's on the line.
All right. That was Gordon Beckham giving his kind of brief thoughts on the upcoming World Series. And I would say that generally speaking, I agree with everything he said, basically that the Astros have an excellent offensive team. What's intriguing to me about them is when we talk about weighted runs created plus, just as an example, the Giants were second in baseball. The Astros were first by non-pitchers, I should say. But what's intriguing to me about them is they have this really high contact rate. They have a lot of players who just make a ton of contact and they don't strike out a lot. So that to me has been a driving force behind the success they've had in the playoffs. Of course, some of the driving forces behind their success was banging on trash cans in 2017. So that's a whole thing. But it's an interesting matchup and good for the Astros, I guess, for getting back to the World Series. They're making people shut up about the cheating stuff just by winning now when we're all assuming that the cheating's not going on anymore. So they're easy to root against, but I should just point out that Dusty Baker, former Giants manager, of course, has never won a World Series, and he is the manager of the Astros. So for me, I would be happy to see Dusty Baker finally get that World Series ring that he obviously deserves. And on the Braves side of things, they're kind of a Cinderella story. They were under 500 all season long until late in the year. We saw them, when they were playing the Giants, they played the Giants as tough as anyone this season. They're obviously a good team, and they've caught fire. They won 88 games only. They beat the 106-win Dodgers. I thought that the Brewers were favorites in the series, in the division series, and they beat them handily. And here they are, and they're definitely a force to be reckoned with, and they've got some magic. Obviously, they're also a good team, but there's also just some magic to what the Braves are doing right now. But if I had to guess, I think the Astros are the favorites here, but obviously anything can happen in a World Series, and the Braves, they haven't won a World Series in a long time. The Astros have been, for the third time in 5 years, the Astros are in the World Series, which everybody's talking about as an amazing accomplishment, which makes me even more in awe of the fact that the Giants were not only in 3 of 5 World Series, but they won all 3 times they were in it in 10, 12, and 14. So it just, look at the Dodgers and how they have failed to have repeated World Series success like the Giants, even though they're pretty much on paper one of the best teams ever assembled with Betts, and now they add Trey Turner and Scherzer to a star-studded group of Corey Seager, Bellinger, blah, blah, blah. So it just makes me, every year that goes by, it makes me more and more amazed of what the Giants accomplished. So the World Series gets underway tonight. I just hope that it's compelling and fun, and may the best team win and everybody stay healthy. So that's kind of my thoughts on that. So anyway, coming up tomorrow, we will be back with another show. We do these shows every single weekday. Again, apologies for today's show coming out later than usual. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's Kaspick. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, liking, commenting, subscribing on YouTube also. So thank you in advance, and thank you to everyone who's done so already. I can't wait to be with you again tomorrow. Thanks again for listening. Stay locked on, Giants.